And it's now 17 minutes after 11 o'clock. And you know, if you tune in at this time each week, you never know exactly what's going to happen, but you do know that live music will happen. Last week it was Jim Avett, father of the Avett brothers, performing live. The week before it was a Cajun music band known as Grand Bon Rihanna. And this morning it's a very gentle singer-songwriter whose songs are evocative and just a joy to listen to, along with somebody who will be singing with him. And we'll talk more about him and her after we listen a little bit. Please welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade Eric Balke and Annie Donahue.
September, so the sun is low. The season's come and now we'll go. The ball skips off the grass, I throw it back. The lights are on, the night is brisk. Oh, baseball gods, I ask you this. Make it go slow, make this game last. 'Cause I've got baseball in my blood. Since the time that I was seven, that's all that I've dreamed of. I've got baseball in my soul. This field is my heaven, don't ever make me go. Don't ever make me go, hey, yeah. I play shortstop for the Buccaneers. The local fans hold their cold beers. It's just the minor leagues, it's not the show. But don't tell them in Middletown, they're scared of when the mills close down. The Buccaneers are their last hope, 'cause they've got baseball in their blood. Since back in 51, this town has been in love. They've got baseball in their soul. But when the mills all close down, the stadium will go. Don't ever make it go, hey, yeah. Don't make it go. So it's me at short, Doug's on the hill. Jim plays second, at first is Bill McGee. This year could be his last. His knees are shot, the travel's hard. A late night bus, warm beer and cards. The minor leagues have aged him fast. But he's got baseball in his blood. Like the easy, worn out feeling of a beat up baseball glove. He's got baseball in his soul. Till they drag him from this field, McGee will never go. This baseball bum is stealing home. Hey, yeah, he's stealing. Stealing home, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eric Balke and Annie Donahue singing together. I love that song.
Ah, thanks.
And it's nice to have you here. When did you write that?
That's one of the oldest songs that I have written that I still play. And so I think I wrote that before the turn of the century, I think 99, 2000, something like that. Yeah.
And did you play baseball growing up?
I did not. I played a lot of sports, and I was average or a little better than average, maybe at most sports. I tried pretty hard at it, but I never played baseball too much. I played as a young kid, and then I played again when I was working for an engineering firm, and we had a summer softball league. And so that's about it, though.
I'm guessing you must like baseball. Oh, I love it. And I love that line, you know, praying for the game to last forever. I'm paraphrasing it, but
that's pretty much
I actually like the pace of baseball. A lot of people don't, but there's something really nice about that. Now, you mentioned engineering, and you might not know that I'm an engineer as well. You're a mechanical engineer. And I'm chemical. Did you leave the engineering profession altogether? And what a thing to do, right?
What a crazy idea that was.
where did you go to school?
Penn State.
Okay. Yeah. And were you playing then when you were in college?
No, I got a guitar my last semester of college, actually.
How about that? A lot of folks, and let that be some inspiration to you if you haven't picked up an instrument.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
So you got a guitar then. And what prompted you to do that?
You know, I feel like I had music in me to some degree, and I just, on a whim, just decided I needed to have a guitar. So I went over to the guitar store on Atherton and picked up the cheapest one and bought it. And it was my final semester. I actually stayed one extra semester compared to most of my friends because I co-opted and I traveled abroad and stuff. So I had one extra semester. All my friends had gone. I was old and taking all the courses that I was supposed to take my freshman year and just enjoying college in a different way than the engineering curriculum I had the whole time. So I got a guitar and just started playing. And my roommate said, "Shouldn't you tune that?" I said, "Tune it." But it was, just been playing ever since.
That's something to have that happen relatively late. When did you write your first song?
Not too long after that. Maybe within 6 months of buying my first guitar. Actually, I wrote some stuff within a month or two, but nothing that I could, not a complete song or anything. But I started writing about 6 months later. I wound up working in a town, Red Bank, New Jersey, where there was a really cool original music scene. And when I got a guitar, I didn't know I'd find a bunch of people who wrote songs. And that's what I ran into. And it was amazing. And that was really the thing is, if you want to be a show off at the next open mic, you bring a new song. So it's a lot of inspiration every week to kind of get better at what I do and to try and write good songs.
This is Eric Balke, and we'll talk more. He's got a couple gigs coming up where you can see him in a real low-key way, which is terrific. And we'll talk more about that and about recordings and his life and maybe the Bernoulli equation or something. Who knows?
Laplace transform.
Here's that baseball. Baseball in my blood. Thing. The first one. What would you like to play next?
I'm gonna play a song that that I wrote with my friend Kate Graves in Seattle. It's a song called Flowers. I buy flowers every day. I'll take flowers anyway, bring me beauty, color in every shade, and I'll take flowers every day. They'll bring flowers when they lay you down. They'll lay flowers on the cold, cold ground, but you won't see them when you're in your grave. I'd be flowers every day. Well, I go walking down the street, and my dog walks round with me. All the wheels pass faster than our feet, but I'll take walking down the street. They'll bring flowers when they lay you down. They'll lay flowers on the cold, cold ground, but you won't see them when you're in your grave. Bring me flowers every day. Well, I go working in the dirt, flowers planted and a muddy shirt. When I'm gone, please put me in the earth, and I'll go working in the dirt.
They'll bring flowers when they lay you down. They'll lay flowers on the cold, cold ground. But you won't see them when you're in your grave. Bring me flowers every day. They'll bring flowers when they lay you down. They'll lay flowers on the cold, cold ground. But you won't see them when you're in your grave. Bring me flowers every day. Bring me flowers every day.
Pretty song.
Nice.
And I always sneak over to look at all of these many different forms of communication we seem to have these days. And
smoke signals.
Yeah, I'm glad I did, because a few people have said hello to you. Names okay. You may recognize. Jolene? Do you know what Jolene is?
I think that's a song request.
You think? Yeah, it could be Jolene. I know the song, Jolene.
Yeah, yeah.
It says, Annie's such a beautiful voice. Jolene. Oh, I see. It's actually MJ McCurdy wrote that. So maybe it is a song request.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Dennis.
I know Dan. Okay, that's now we know that. And then also good morning to Rick, and good morning to Tara. Thank you for tuning in and being here. You just heard Eric Balke and Annie Balke. We know
there
that,
you go.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah.
role, like the Philadelphia role. Eric Balke and Annie. How did you two meet? And like, how long have you been singing together? And define yourself in 30 seconds.
So I met Annie. I met Annie last August, and she wanted to play guitar, and I said I could teach her. So she started playing guitar last August, and we started singing together, and. Yeah, she Annie sang in high school, right? High school mm-hmm. choir, yeah. And hasn't sung since. And that's again been at least 2 years.
Wow, you guys sound so good together.
Yeah, it's been like 20 years, and so. But she's a great singer, and we enjoy singing harmonies and stuff. So,
that's
there you go.
Great. And you're still based in New Jersey, right? Is that where
yeah,
you are?
I'm back in New Jersey,
and you're in New Jersey as well.
Yeah, I'm in Summers Point.
Great. Well, thank you. It's good to have you here, both
you.
Of you. You sound great together. Now, Monday, you will be at Club Cafe.
That's right.
It's an open mic night at Club Cafe, but mm-hmm. you're going to be there, I think, at the beginning.
We're
in the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be sort of a feature betwixt and between the surprises.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, you'll be at Calliope's Songwriter Night mm-hmm. at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern.
That's
where
right.
pierogies are what you should order.
Really? We're gonna have pierogies more than once then before we leave Pittsburgh.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. It's 11:30, and I want to be sure we get lots of music in. So we'll talk a little bit more with Eric and Annie, but let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do one that we did in the wrong key last night over at the Starlight Lounge. So
this is a correction.
Yeah, this is for Dennis, who was there last night. For anyone else who was there who decided that they're tuning in to hear it in the right key. I play solo for a long time, so when something's in the wrong key, which means basically for a guitar player, I put the capo in the wrong place. Doesn't mean I'm playing it any differently. But it's pitch-wise, it's a little different, and harmony singers get mad when you switch things without them having any idea that you're doing it.
That would explain the welts that I see.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're on radio.
What's the song called?
It's called Mobile Home.
We bought that thing to travel, and we had big dream, and we said we're born to wander. And we were just 18, but we never made it far before we turned around, 'cause dreams are dreams, it's true. And so we settled down, and I swore I'd never leave her or our baby girl, but we never got to Cleveland or to see the world. Now the moss has grown round our mobile home, and our mobile home don't go nowhere. Tires are gone and the blocks are there. We settled down while the kids had grown. Now moss grows round our mobile home. Yeah, moss grows round our mobile home. Well, we bought a little ranch out on the county road, and the mobile home is planted where the mower mowed. And the kids will go out camping and tell us what they've seen, but the thing, it never moves unless you care to dream. And our kids are getting older, time is flying fast, and they'll soon be old enough to dream the dreams we had. And our dreams have grown round our mobile home, and our mobile home don't go nowhere. The tires are gone and the blocks are there. We settled down while the kids had grown. Now moss grows round our mobile home. Yeah, moss grows round our mobile home's where the heart is. Heart to home is bound, but dreams go on untethered. We remember them now. Remember now. 'Cause we have an empty nest. The kids have all moved out and we're older now than then. To that there's little doubt, but the road out there before us, it's always passed us by. It goes into the sunset, goes for miles and miles. And I say I love you, baby, and I have no regrets. And of all the dreams we could have lived, I love this one the best. Where the moss has grown round our mobile home, and our mobile home don't go nowhere. The tires are gone and the blocks are there. We settled down while the kids had grown. Now moss grows round our mobile home. Yeah, moss grows round our mobile home. And moss grows round our mobile home. Our dreams have grown round our mobile home.
Hmm. A nice song. All of these have been yours, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a gifted writer you are. Now, were you writing before you played guitar? You picked up the guitar, and I guess around 21 or so, or
yeah,
20.
24.
Were you writing before then? Or
No.
Wow. You just, tell me about your folks. Where did this come from, do you think?
I don't know. I grew up loving music, listening to classic rock radio and singing in the car on the way from Marlton, New Jersey to the shore in the summer, and just singing out to Steve Miller and whatever great classic rock was on the radio. And I enjoyed it. And, I guess in my family, one person who's very involved in music would be my uncle, who plays a bunch of instruments and is sort of like the center of the hippie generation age. He was 18 when I was born, and that would have been 1969. So he's very much into music. So I picked up some of it from him. And, I was thinking about it last night, and I didn't mention anything. I'm traveling with my dad, who's from Pittsburgh. Hmm. We drove together from New Jersey, and I thought about it. And the thing is, actually, my dad can sing. Now, he was never did anything formally, but my dad can sing. And I thought about it. My mom, I think she's listening. She might be. She can't necessarily sing. I remember driving to visit my brother at college and, being like in the passenger seat. And I think my mom thought I was asleep, so she started singing to the radio. I'm like, yeah, no, my mom can't sing really. But that's okay. It's about singing for the pleasure of it and the joy of it. But yeah, there's not a lot of music in my family. My uncle would be the one that would be involved. Yeah.
I mean, you're just a natural. Your songs are really well crafted, too. Eric Balke is his name. B-A-L, right? B-A-L-K-I-E.
K-E-Y.
Oh, K-E-Y. You would think. I've only known you were going to be on here. I just don't have my notes in front of me. And Annie Donahue, spelled the normal way, both Annie and Donahue. Not that Balke is spelled any normal or abnormal.
I don't think there's
way.
Much of a normal way to spell it. I don't think you'll see it too often.
It is Eric with a K.
That's
you
right.
Should know that. So it's E-R-I-K-B-A-L-K-E-Y. The key is in key. That's a way to remember your last name.
There you go,
And a way to remember to put the capo in the right place.
There you go.
How about CDs? Anything available now?
Yeah, I got a bunch of things available. And I'm glad you spelled my name. If you can spell my name, you can find me on the interweb. all the regular places, my own website and Facebook and everything. And CD Baby in particular has my music. iTunes has downloads and... if you just contact me and you're interested in music, I can tell you what you need and where to find it. And, yeah, a bunch of recordings.
Yeah, and there's samples and things he can listen to online as well. It's 24 before noon. What would you like to do next?
Let's see. We'll try, you know what? I'm going to do one on my own here. So let's see. I'll do this one. Key. All right, so it goes like this. We bought that thing. This goes like this. It goes, which song am I doing? Okay, here it goes. It starts out, coffee, right? Coffee, and the smell of diesel, gasoline, and I wake up to an endless highway, blacktop dream, and I'm riding, buying my piece of the machine, pulsing through the heart of the land of the free, free. Postcard photo, black and white, on a rusted main street out on Highway 9, and the thruway runs over the forgotten county line. The Hudson River runs through the land like time. Tie my man. Buffalo, the amber waves of grain. Where do all the people go in a rusted old machine? Where I come from, pick up labor at the local convenience store. Big business in New London claims the house is from the poor. And in Bethlehem, it's a steal as the casino takes some more. The valley town is damned, it's a reservoir. Whoa, my America, this is my America. Whoa. It's a rusted old machine.
Eric Balke, with another great song of his. When you were growing up, you would have seen a little rust and a little the dismantling of a lot of American manufacturing in your neighborhood, I would think. You mentioned your dad before. What did your dad do for a living?
My dad was an engineer as well, He sold electrical and lighting equipment for construction jobs.
So you and I have a lot in common. My dad was a metallurgical engineer.
Oh, yeah.
And came here for the steel industry, and it's amazing the changes, you know, that occurred.
Sure.
Over the years, and it's sometimes almost, I try to think of things that will someday marvel at, and I think people these days are marveling, you know, at the fact that, you know, you used to come out of our Squirrel Hill tunnels, and on the left, there'd be this belching, flaming, gigantic steel mill. The only one the best one I've come up with for the future was, there was a time when we would actually sit down to watch a a program that came on at a particular time,
yeah, exactly,
rather than downloading it and looking at it. Or we would go to a theater at an appointed time to watch a film.
Exactly. You know, that, it's happening now. People ask me, I'm doing a show. Like, well, can we see it later on the internet? No, I'm doing a show. Like, it happens live. You come to it and see it, like, in person. It's an experience, you know? It comes and it goes. And everything's got to be archived.
In a concert, like a concert together, consorting, and you know, there's,
yeah,
it's funny.
People want to watch things when they want to watch it. They want to line it all up on their time.
We actually, once somebody was looking at us through the glass of our studios here and asked Ricky, is that real? And I'm not making
this up. No, it's a 3D TV. That's not really glass.
That's animatronic. And I didn't know whether that was a compliment.
It's a museum around here. They're thinking of looking at an exhibit.
Exactly.
This is how it used to be done. People used to sing and play acoustic instruments in front of microphones. Imagine that.
Yes, it's incredible.
And in the next one, we see some dinosaurs.
Were we going forward or backwards?
Yeah, I don't know. It's about the same time, roughly the same era. The Acoustatoic era.
Oh, yes. I like it. The Acoustatoic. You could have different subspecies like the Mandelolfic and the Guitarific or something
And they could show how rock people evolved into folk singers, you know, something like that.
That would be interesting. I'm trying to think of what the extremes of that evolution of that evolution might be. I have a few ideas, but I'm going to...
We'll work on that later. We've got to come up with the whole story.
That'll be a premise for later.
The timeline.
You'll have a chance to see Eric at Club Cafe on the South Side Monday. He'll be smack dab in the middle of an open mic night there, which starts at 7. So, you know, come early and watch some people who maybe you've never heard, and then Eric will be there. And then also, and Annie will be there too, I'm sure. On Tuesday, will you be there, Annie?
No, I'm going home tomorrow.
Okay, whoops. And on Tuesday, Eric will be at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern here in Pittsburgh as well. As part of Calliope's regular songwriter night. I think we're going to have time for about three more.
Okay.
Two or three. It's up to you, but I would, you know, we should have time.
Let's try, let me try this one out here. Song I wrote with a guy named Phil Roy. If you're from the Philadelphia area, you know who Phil Roy is. He got a lot of play with some music a few years back on WXPN in Philadelphia, also on WFUV up in New York. And he's a writer that spent a lot of time in L.A. Showing off his writing chops and getting a lot of attention. And he shared an afternoon in his apartment once with me, and we wrote this song. Like a gypsy to the road, like a pilgrim drawn to home, a soldier's call to fight. Like a gambler to the game, like the thirsty to the rain, moth flies helplessly into the light, a dreamer longs for something true. So am I to you. So am I to you. Like a sailor to the sea, like the faithful on their knees, the searcher's endless quest. It's the lover to his beloved, it's like peace to the dove, a weary
traveler finally rests. A flower opens as sunlight fills the room. So am I to you. So am I to you. We look at each other. We look to each other and find ourselves. We're one to another. We're one for each other. Lover to lover. So am I to you. So am I to you. So am I to you. To you.
Every song, a real winner today.
Thank you.
Sound absolutely great. Eric Balky. Eric Balky. You say Balky. I say Balky. Balky.
Yeah.
Balky was that guy on that TV show.
I know.
That had the
Balky. Everyone had pronounced my name right through high school, and then all of a sudden that show came on, but everyone's like, Balky.
But how merciful that show came on after you were out of high school.
I know. That would have been way worse. Oh,
because,
my gosh.
That would have
been. I don't even imagine that.
Was the other guy Larry? Larry may have been the actor.
No, Cousin Larry. I think it was Larry. Yeah.
I think it was Larry.
Huh? Larry and
Wow. Parker. There's a lot of kismet here. Like engineer, dad, Larry, Balky.
There you go.
And my grandmother used to call me Larry instead of Larry. So that would... I don't think I'm getting slapped.
You got up a little too early. Yeah.
I'm fine. Eric Balky is here. I think Annie's going to sing again. She's perched as if she's going to sing.
Yeah.
I can tell. And she's going to sing what?
We're going to sing this song that I wrote. And it's one of the first ones we sang together. And it's a lot of fun. So give it a shot.
Coffee in the kitchen with an angel. We talk while the sunshine crawls. Afternoons are covered in paint, and then I'll roll. With a head full of stories that she'd tell, a trunk full of brushes in tow. I paint houses for the people, that's what I know, what I know. Wildflowers dancing in the backyard, the sun, it'll settle your soul. She's got a yearning for a fast car, rock and roll. So what if I'd have never said nothing? What if I'd have shut my mouth? I'd have a lonesome heart, she'd have a painted house. I'm head over heels, crazy in love. Baby, give me something that is better than I'd ever dreamed of. I'm head over heels, I can't get enough. I'm crazy in love. The night I asked her to sing, song's gone dancing round the truth. The night I took her for a ride, shook her loose. From the country to the neon lights and riding with the rag top down, laughing over beers at the roadhouse turned me around. I'm head over heels, crazy in love. Baby, give me something that is better than I'd ever dreamed of. I'm head over heels, I can't get enough. I'm crazy in love. Hear this song, baby, take me going, going, gone. I'm real gone. I'm head over heels, crazy in love. Baby, give me something that is better than I'd ever dreamed of. Head over heels, I can't get enough. I'm crazy in love. I'm crazy in love.
I wonder what you guys sound like when it's not morning. I mean, you sound great,
but
maybe you like to sing in the morning.
You know, it's not so bad. And playing in like a quiet room in a radio station is always nice. I'm just so quiet. We had a lot of fun last night, by the way, with Jack Knight and the guys, Dennis McCurdy and everyone else who was over at the Starlight. A bunch of songwriters, a bunch of people playing songs. It was great. But, I mean, there's like so much confusion in places like that. And it's great socially and hanging out and meeting all the people. And everyone was so kind. But just dig it up and hear myself when I sing is really nice. Yeah.
I'm glad. And tomorrow you'll have a radio experience with Jim Rogers at WIUP. And I'm so glad of that because I know originally that was going to be today. And Jim's a good friend. So you'll be on with him tomorrow. And we have about 5 minutes of radio time. I'm hoping we can get a song in.
Cool.
You think we can?
Yeah, well, I would love to do one. Yeah.
And what I'll do before, to make it easier, is note that thank you for listening this morning to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, NSLBRadio.org. Okay. You still got time?
Are we still here?
Yeah. So I've done that.
We have 5 minutes.
Thanks for listening. Well, this is why I don't have to do it while you're playing, which I'd rather not do. Thank you, Eric Balky, and also Annie Donahue. It's great to hear the two of you. And ericbalky.com, ericbalky.com is the way to find it. And thanks to you both for being here. And,
thanks, Larry.
What would you like to close off with?
Well, first of all, thank you, Larry. 30 years of doing this. This is awesome. Anyone who's listening, I hope you guys know how much of a treasure independent radio is with arts and artists like this. So support Larry and what he does. And I'm going to do a song written by Jack Hardy. If people don't know Jack Hardy, they should. He's one of the most influential writers of the past 30 years out of New York City, even longer than that, but out of New York City. He had a songwriters meeting in his apartment every year, every week, where people came with a new song. He wrote a new song every week for decades, and he worked with some of the best writers you hear on the radio today. So I'm singing this one for Jack Hardy, who passed away earlier this year. And it's written by Jack. Thank you.
So long, so long, gonna say goodbye. Bird winging along in the old blue sky. In the crack of the dawn, I will slip on by. No need to wake no one. No one will cry. All the leaves have gone since I last was here. No one sing the same songs that we did last year. Got a big new car and a TV screen. No need to shorten the dark with the likes of me. But I might shorten the road with a story or two. What the frost might know if you dig right through. Something buried inside, it's your own sweet song. And in the blink of the night, so long, so long. So long, so long, gonna say goodbye. Bird winging along in the old blue sky. In the crack of the dawn, I will slip on by. No need to wake no one. No one will cry. So long, so long, gonna say goodbye. Bird winging along in the old blue sky. In the crack of the dawn, I will slip on by. No need to wake no one. No one will cry.
Thanks again to Eric Balke and Annie Donahue. And thanks to you for being here along with us. We'll look for you later today, making Father's Day cards here in the studio, as we will through the 20th, or at the Three Rivers Arts Festival today, tomorrow, and next weekend as well. Thank you for being here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings here on Public Radio.